WMAL, Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 8. Good morning, everyone. I'm John Matthews. School officials across the state of Maryland are going back to the drawing board on planned school calendars for next year, now that Governor Larry Hogan signed an order declaring school years to be completed between Labor Day and June 15th.
We have negotiated days with our employee associations. Snow is always a wild card in the winter, with snow makeup days frequently being added on to the end. And I think it's really going to be problematic.
Montgomery County Board of Education President Michael Durso told WMAL's Mornings on the Mall moments ago that the county will have to find a way to squeeze 11 more days of school into Hogan's new calendar if it's going to go forward next year. Donald Trump's eventful day that began with a visit to Mexico City and a meeting with Mexico's president ended back in the U.S. in Phoenix with a fiery, no-compromise speech on immigration.
We will break the cycle of amnesty and illegal immigration. We will break the cycle. There will be no amnesty.
Trump also said as president, he'll pull federal funding from any city that harbors illegal immigrants. Republican leaders in Virginia are going back to the state Supreme Court to try and block Governor Terry McAuliffe's latest effort to restore voting rights for thousands of reformed felons. The GOP claims McAuliffe has violated an order that requires him to restore those rights on a case-by-case basis. 13,000 people have had their rights restored, and McAuliffe says he's followed the rules. Opponents say McAuliffe has restored rights without requiring ex-offenders to submit applications to have those rights restored. We told you yesterday about an independent audit that discovered massive fraud on timesheets by employees who telework at the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office, putting in for time for work that they never actually did. It confirms the suspicion skeptics have had for decades.
This has been a fear for the entire time that telework has been promoted as an option.
Federal workplace expert and host of Government Matters on ABC 7, Francis Rhodes, says despite the problems, telework is here to stay.
Federal agencies have built their offices for the 21st century, assuming that a certain percentage of the people won't be in the office on an ongoing basis.
Rose says he expects Congress to weigh in this fall and possibly draw up tighter rules on teleworking. The man who hacked into the Bush family's email and claims to have hacked into Hillary Clinton's as well will be sentenced in federal court in Alexandria today. Marcel Lazar, better known as Guccifer, will receive at least a two-year sentence. Prosecutors want double that. Tropical storm Hermine is making it tough for forecasters to predict whether we'll see sun or rain this holiday weekend. But Danny Ocean, they're telling you to come on down, hon.
I think Labor Day weekend, the weather forecast is great.
Ocean City Mayor Rick Meehan does have his eye on what's happening a little farther down the coast.
We have to have people be a little careful out on the beach. We have a lot of rip out there from the storms that have been offshore.
But outside of that, he says it's been as crowded as he can remember here over the last few weeks. He doesn't expect that to change for Labor Day weekend.
We have fireworks this weekend and some laser light shows on Sunday, so we're going to continue full steam ahead, not just this weekend, but all the way through September.
In Ocean City, Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 18,400. The NASDAQ at 52.13. In sports, the Nats nip the Phillies for a three-game sweep. The Blue Jays beat the Orioles, and the Redskins scrubs beat the Buccaneers scrubs in a Tampa Bay downpour 20-13. WMAL News Times 8:04 up next. Traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
You listen here, you are on the cutting edge of societal evolution.
Rush. Weekdays at noon.
Which means you will know what's important before what's important becomes important.
On Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Oh, yes.
Where Washington comes to talk.
The recent Fed decision to put off raising interest rates, coupled with continued weak economic data, has led to another refinance wave. Hi, this is Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial, and we haven't seen rates this low in over 3 years. Whether you want to shorten your loan term, take cash out, buy your first home, or just save money, one thing is certain, the time is now. Even if you're working with another company, call us today to use us as a sounding board, as we'll meet or beat any advertised special on this very station. We offer the most aggressive rate float down policy, so if rates get better, your rate gets better. We also offer reverse mortgages for seniors, FHA and VA. Call us today at 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221. Or log on to cornerstonefirst.com and catch this refinance wave today before the tide goes out and these historic rates go with it.
NMLS ID 183265, consumeraccess.org.
Join me, Chris Plant, Thursday, September 22nd at the Media Research Center's annual gala featuring the hilarious Dishonors Awards. Visit mrc.org/gala. Enter the promo code Chris to get $100 off the ticket price. mrc.org/gala.
8:05 at 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland on 270, busy coming out of the Frederick area down toward 85 when commuters merge on from 70. That's where we have accident activity. Everything had been pushed over to the far shoulder, but still quite slow. Then beyond, most of the way through Urbana to Rockville, stop and go. Now northbound 270, just north of 85. That's heavy getting into Frederick, passing Patrick Street. That's where crews are dealing with the crash. On the trip around the Beltway, topside College Park to Silver Spring, heavy on the brakes through Landover and New Carrollton, each direction below speed into the Wilson Bridge before St. Barnabas Road. In Bowie, 450 remains closed between Route 3 and Racetrack Road. Had a tree that came down, wires as well, so repairs being done. Virginia, this is 95 northbound crash in Lorton. Give these guys a round of applause. They do a great job here. The VDOT crews, they are stopping traffic. They are out in the right lane, northbound 95 in Lorton, trying to get everybody to go to the left around the stalled tractor trailer. Northbound 95 in Lorton. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Lots of clouds in, temperature 82, isolated thunderstorms. Tomorrow, sunshine. If you do get rain, it'll be later Saturday into Sunday. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now it's 74 in Burke, 73 in Fort Washington, 74 at Reagan National. Traffic and weather brought to you by the Media Research Center. I'm John Matthews on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM and AM 630.
WMAL. 8:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Hey, just want to mention to you that we have some weather possibly moving into our area as we move into the Labor Day weekend. We'll talk about that. It's starting as a hurricane, and what will it be when it gets here? That'll be in a few minutes. Also, at 8:35, we'll be talking to Jake Tapper from CNN. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor.
Well, it's not really going to be like Caddyshack, although, well, there may be some references to Caddyshack as WMAL has our charity golf tournament over at Fort Belvoir Golf Club on September 15th. Brian and I will be there. We'll be doing Mornings on the Mall from there, and it's also for a great cause that helps our troops. We would love for you to be a part of that, and because we're going to be heading over to Fort Belvoir for that golf tournament, we thought it would be a good idea to check in with the woman who could throw us in the brig when we're over there.
I hadn't thought about that.
Colonel Angie Holbrook. She is the garrison commander of Fort Belvoir and also, by the way, an avid golfer. Thanks for joining us, Colonel.
Welcome. I'm happy to be here, guys.
Well, first of all, there's plenty to talk to you about, and Fort Belvoir is such a most important part of our community here in the Washington area. But let's start with golf, because you guys have just done quite a bit of a renovation over there, haven't you?
We have. The Fort Belvoir golf course was originally a Trent Jones designed golf course, and as you know, we've had to do some reconfiguration because Fort Belvoir was selected as the home of the Army Museum, and so we did we had to take some holes out in 2013 and 14 in order to accommodate that. But since then, we've got the course back up to championship, PGA level golf. What I like to say, the private golf course experience at a public price, and we're really excited about that.
And you've got, our charity tournament, but you also have a major PGA tournament coming up, don't you? Or do
I'm
you?
I'm sorry, guys.
Oh, no, I thought you had a PGA tournament scheduled there. I got bad information. I'm sorry about that.
Hey, you know what? We're open to one, though.
Yeah, exactly. I bet you are. Well, obviously, there's a lot more that goes on over at Fort Belvoir than just golf, although because you are a golfer, you must be pretty excited to be stationed here now.
Absolutely. The Pentagon didn't allow me a lot of opportunity to golf, but definitely I'll have to do some hole-by-hole inspection every now and then.
You get to play through all the time, Colonel?
Always.
Yeah.
It's good to be the Colonel.
Yes. It's good to be the Colonel.
That's right. So, listen, I noticed that before you took this new role over at Fort Belvoir, that you were working as Deputy Executive Officer for the 39th Chief of Staff of the Army, which was a pretty important job. But you say this is the fulfillment of a lifelong dream. Why is that?
Well, anytime you can be in charge of something you want to be, and as an Army officer commanding anything is exciting. So I think this is one of the pinnacle things that you get to do, especially as a commissioned officer. So when I loved working for the chief, and it was a great experience. I learned a lot about how the Army ran from the top, but commanding is where it's at.
I think people don't realize how expansive Fort Belvoir is. I drove onto the property earlier this year, and I was amazed at how large it is. How many people live at Fort Belvoir or work at Fort Belvoir?
Well, somewhere in the neighborhood of about probably 39,000 folks that actually work on Fort Belvoir. Now, not as many live here, obviously, but we have a lot of strategic level assets for not just Department of the Army and Department of Defense, but even, you know, in the Fourth Estate and some of the government agencies.
Yeah, I mean, what kind of missions are going on there?
All kinds of, as I said, mostly strategic level stuff. We have Defense Logistics Agency, National Geospatial, a lot of high level, intelligence, cyber, all kinds of things that are helping us shape the environment, both on the battlefield and then in the global economy.
And because you're so close to the nation's capital and the Pentagon, right down the road from the Pentagon, what makes that sort of a unique situation at Fort Belvoir? What is the primary responsibility because of your unique proximity to the nation's capital?
Well, I think it's an opportunity, certainly for Congress and others to come and see some of the strategic level actions and operations that are going on, and it just gives a view both from the side of the government, but also just at the level at which we're operating with, you know, around the world. You see evidence here right at Fort Belvoir.
And how easy is it? I mean, if the public wants to come and visit, check it out, you know, get some information. If people are interested in possibly recruiting into the Army or the Armed Forces, how easy is it to just, as a civilian, come on and check it out?
Well, you can come on post when you have the right credentials, be a driver's license, some form of ID. Come to our visitor gate at the Tully Gate, which is right off the highway, Richmond Highway. You can get yourself a visitor's pass, and then you're allowed to come on post. And certain facilities are obviously going to be, you know, closed to the general population. But, we always love to host folks to show off what our different services can do, and specifically the Army, since that's my service of choice.
Yes.
It's not difficult if you have the right credentials. And, you know, we'd love to have people come and see, you know, just a little bit of what their tax dollars are doing.
Colonel, I got to tell you, Larry and I are very excited about the upcoming golf tournament, with the WMAO Charity Golf Tournament at the Fort Belvoir Golf Club. And I want to assure you that we will, despite what you might think from listening to the program, be on our very best behavior.
Okay, guys, because I don't have a brig here, but I certainly could find some place to put you.
I'm going to be honest. One recommendation I can give to anybody who wants to go visit the fort: drive 25 miles per hour.
I would concur with that recommendation.
Well, you guys are pretty rough out there, if any. But I understand safety first.
Absolutely.
I think I got pulled over twice, Colonel. So maybe.
Oh, gee, man.
Well, three times the charm, you know.
All right. Thank you very much for joining us today. That's Colonel Angie Holbrook. She is. How long have you been in the position?
3 weeks.
Wow.
Congratulations.
Congratulations. It's a real honor.
The garrison commander at Fort Belvoir. Thanks for joining us, Colonel.
Guys.
And we just want to remind you, here are all the details on this golf tournament, because let's start with the charity, because that's very important. It's Operation Renewed Hope Foundation. Now, they are affiliated with our friends over at Fisher House as well. You know how important they are
to us, right?
And these guys do great work. They work with landlords and rental agencies throughout the Metro DC area to find suitable places for veterans and their families to live. They help provide stable housing environments. They pick up donated furniture and household items. You know, a lot of times you've got furniture in your house, you don't know what to do with it, you've got extra clothes. Obviously, there are great charities out there.
Right.
Think about Operation Renewed Hope, because that's a great use of those things. There are a lot of veterans' families who can use that support.
And if you're a listener and you say, hey, that sounds like something right up my alley, I'd like to go play golf, I'd like to hang out with Brian and Larry out on the golf course, just go to WMAL.com/golf. And you can sign up for the golf tournament. The registration by deadline, by the way, is this Friday.
Tomorrow.
So
yeah.
If you're interested, you need to take action right away.
I'm told. I mean, yes, we're going to be there. We're going to be doing our live broadcast, mm-hmm. which is always entertaining to watch, I think. I'm also told that Chris Plant will be there.
Well, then, now, we cannot be responsible for Chris.
Exactly.
I mean, look, I mean, we'll be on our best behavior, but I don't know if he has a best behavior.
And I'm going to need somebody to replace some divots for me. I expect to be hitting a lot of divots. It is 8:15. Now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Jamie Whitten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
You know he's listening, right?
Plant. Yeah. Right. He gets always good ideas from us.
Oh, boy. Let's go, Virginia, 95. Great work from VDOT crews and all the crews that are always out during the rush hour. These guys got out of the truck, stood in traffic to get everyone around this tractor-trailer incident safely. Now everybody to the shoulder, but boy, oh boy, what a job. Thank you very much out of Dale City. Jam to Lorton again, everything over to the shoulder. Fairfax dealing with some signal light issues along the Reston Parkway and along Barron Cameron. Police treat as a four-way stop. They're trying to get to as many of these intersections to direct as they can. Let's go Bowie, 450 remains closed between Route 3 and Racetrack Road with a tree down. In on 50, just as you pass 3301 coming up to 197 for the crash. And then beyond, still have delays heading up to the Beltway. Beltway slows through Lanham, New Carrollton, just heavy on the brakes for a lot of this commute. Baltimore-Washington Parkway hung up each direction through Laurel and southbound in through Jessup. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Mostly cloudy skies today with an isolated thunderstorm developing in the afternoon, perhaps. We're looking at that, about a 30% chance of rain right now, high of 82 degrees. Now tonight, partly cloudy skies with a low of 66. And then tomorrow, sunny skies, some clouds, high of 82. Here's the thing that we're keeping an eye on right now, though. There is a tropical storm activity hitting the North Carolina coast later today and into tomorrow. That could very well impact our weather this weekend, and it might end up being very windy, very rainy. We're keeping an eye on that, so should you. Right now, 74 degrees, traffic and weather brought to you by the Collins Firm.
Attorney Mike Collins here. Come to my seminar next Wednesday in Annapolis or Thursday in Alexandria. I'll tell you all about the new tax laws and our innovative reservoir trust. Free for our radio listeners. Sign up at MikeCollins.com. That's MikeCollins.com.
First rule of Fight Club is nobody talks about Fight Club. I'm not going to give you a spoiler alert on that movie, although it's been around 20 years now, so you should know. But the sort of theme of that movie is that sometimes men in our society have such pent-up aggressions yeah. dealing with their lives that they just have to punch someone in the face just to let it out. And if you
ever,
do that...
You ever feel like that?
Oh...
Not here, of course.
No. But I have my moments. If you have a healthy environment in which to let out your aggressive feelings and your aggressive impulses, that's actually a very healthy thing. Fighting in the right conditions might actually benefit men in our society and women in our society. I say and women because Ronda Rousey, she knows a thing or two about fighting, and she actually echoed this. She thinks that MMA and other types of controlled and regulated fighting environments can actually be good for the human spirit and good for our culture and good for our society. And I wonder if you agree. 888-630-WMAL. Is Ronda Rousey onto something here? Listen.
How do you react to people that say that mixed martial arts has no place in civilized society today?
I think that ignorance of the sport is the only real barrier that it has to overcome. And I think that a lot of people that are ignorant of it think that it promotes violence when it really is the most responsible outlet for it. It's a human instinct to fight. And if you try to suppress it entirely and put everyone in a bubble wrap society, that's when people end up going nuts and shooting movie theaters. You know, if any of those people that had all of that aggression built up in them had some sort of outlet, I think that we would have a lot more societal health because of it.
Societal health, if you have a place to let loose your aggressive anger and aggressive pent-up frustrations. What do you think? 888-630-9625. I don't think that that's necessarily out of line, and I don't think everybody has pent-up aggression. I don't think everybody necessarily living in a bubble-wrap society, as she puts it, and they go nuts. But I think some people do. And I think if they've got a healthy outlet for it, that's a good thing.
I pent up aggression. I don't know that I have any pent-up aggression.
He's simmering. No. He's simmering on the back burner.
You know, I think there may be something to it. I don't know that you have to go out and fight with somebody, but I think there is great benefit in having something that allows you to sort of blow off steam.
Mm-hmm.
You know, something that allows you to sort of, you know, that you really, really enjoy, that maybe is very physical in some way, and I think that could be the same kind of thing.
Oh, you mean, so it's not necessarily fighting, but just having some sort of outlet for your adrenaline buildup, and, you know, if it's just an exercise thing. Helen in Bethesda. Helen, you're on WMAL. What do you think of Ronda Rousey saying that despite the violent nature of mixed martial arts, it's actually good for our society?
Well, I can just say that my son is a wrestler in high school, and he talks about what a great outlet it is. And when the season's over, he doesn't have that anymore, and he misses it.
Hmm.
Interesting. And you credit wrestling for that?
Oh, absolutely. It's a great outlet for that, to get out your aggression and, you know, that physicality of it. It's terrific.
All right. Well, thank you for that. You know, what was the old movie? I'm trying to remember. It was Spencer Tracy about father. Was it Father Donovan? No Such Thing as a Bad Boy. Remember the it's a true life priest who would, he had a mission in New York City, and, you know, you had all these boys who were getting into trouble and joining gangs and things. And what he would channel their aggressive energies to boxing.
Mm-hmm.
He was a boxer. And back in the day, that was sort of the idea. If you had a kid who was showing himself to be, you know, aggressive and pick and fights all the time, you wouldn't, you know, put him in a straitjacket. You'd actually give him a healthy outlet for those aggressions.
Right.
Okay, fine. You want to fight? Put on some gloves and let's take up boxing.
And let's do it.
You
right.
want to fight?
Yeah.
Go be a wrestler. You want to fight? And we don't have that idea anymore, do we? I mean, that seems to be, you know, those, oh, it's so violent. It's looked down upon. It's like even football is becoming a pansy sport. You're not allowed to hit in the head. You're not allowed to lead with the helmet. You're not allowed to tackle too aggressively. You're not allowed to touch the quarterback. But maybe we've shied away from that, and that's why you see a little bit more aggression in our society.
Wrestling with Ronda Rousey would not be bad.
Well, see, now you're just taking it to a completely different place.
I'm sorry.
But I'm not disagreeing with you. It's 8:22 on WMAL.
Investing Sense, brought to you by Financial Engines. We've dedicated more than 15 years to giving you rational, sensible investing advice. Tune in and learn every Saturday at noon.
Honey, you awake? You're snoring again, and neither of us are getting a good night's sleep.
Well, I have the CPAP.
But you're not using it, and when you stop breathing, it really scares me.
I know. I've tried so hard to use it, but I just can't tolerate it. What do you want me to do?
I want you to go call 844-SLEEP-TEST. Dr. Chuck Jelinek, who's a general dentist, he's been trained to offer a proven alternative to the CPAP, and their solution is covered by most insurances.
Is it that important to you that I sleep?
It's that important to me that you live.
If you can't use the CPAP, or you snore, or suspect you have sleep apnea, call Dr. Chuck Jelinek at 844-SLEEP-TEST or visit 844sleeptest.com. For your free consultation, call 844-SLEEP-TEST or visit 844sleeptest.com now and put your snoring and sleep apnea to rest.
I want you to check out the summer blowout sale at Chamonix. Yes, it's September 1st, but it's still summer, and they've got an incredible offer right now. If you order Genucel, you're going to get a whole second month supply of Genucel for free with your order. They're giving away a free month supply. You've heard me talk about Genucel. They use plant stem cell therapy in this product to get rid of the bags under your eyes and the puffiness around your eyes. It's a great treatment. It's just a gel. You put it on before you go to bed at night, and when you wake up in the morning, and well, with its immediate effects, you're going to see results in as little as 12 hours guaranteed, or you can have your money back. But right now, they're not just going to give you an extra month free. They're also going to let you try their brand new fourth generation Esotique XV Collagen Builder. Now, this thing hasn't even been launched yet. Esotique is a brand that Chamonix has had for years now. It's what put them on the map, and it makes your skin look younger, gets rid of the wrinkles, and this brand new version of it, well, you're going to be the first to use it when you order Genucel right now. You get it for free. Call 800-525-2720. 800-525-2720. If you call now, they're also going to give you free shipping. Call 800-525-2720. 800-525-2720.
If you're familiar with cloud computing, you probably know that Amazon Web Services offers a complete set of secure compute, storage, application, and deployment services that help companies launch and scale their IT infrastructures while lowering costs. But did you know that you're still responsible for protecting your own AWS-based assets, meaning your applications and data, from advanced cyber threats? Protect your AWS with Barracuda Networks Advanced Firewall Solutions. Visit AWS Marketplace or barracuda.com/AWS to learn more.
825 now WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the 5s. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Remember, if your wipers are on, so are your headlights. 270 southbound, the crash right as you come out of Frederick at 85. Still some activity, so we still have the rubbernecking as you come off of 15 and 70. Northbound on 270 slows into Frederick to get past West Patrick Street due to a crash on the northbound side with delays. Now let's get you beyond. Let's get in toward Hyattstown and Clarksburg. It's just a heavy stop and go this morning and through Rockville. See big delays continuing on 370 just as you head over to 270, but I don't have anything reported along the way, but just a tough ride. On 95, BW Parkway down to the Beltway slow. Bowie, we still have the closure of 450 shut down between Route 3 and Racetrack Road. A tree down. That's the problem. And on 50, as you pass 197, crash to the shoulder, then beyond, still slow towards 704 and emerge onto the Beltway. Fairfax Police, they're still trying to get to as many of these dark signals as possible along the Reston Parkway and Barron Cameron Avenue. Please treat as a four-way stop. Traffic update brought to you by the American Red Cross. Your one blood donation can help save the lives of up to three people. Make a difference in the lives of others. Give blood for the American Red Cross to help hospital patients. Call 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit redcrossblood.org today. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Mostly cloudy today. Isolated thunderstorms, 82 degrees. Sunshine tomorrow in the 80s. And if we do get a brush with that storm, it'll be about later Saturday into Sunday. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 75 degrees at 826.
Well, it's not a hurricane yet, but it looks like it's pretty close and could be one ere long. We're talking about Tropical Storm Hermine, I guess I would call it, H-E-R-M-I-N-E. It is out in the Gulf of Mexico right now, and the 7 o'clock reading on it says that it's got winds of about 65 miles an hour, which means it's not a hurricane. When does it become a hurricane, Larry, do you know?
100 miles an hour.
No. 74 miles an hour is when it becomes a hurricane. Okay. 74 miles an hour becomes a hurricane. And it's expected it'll probably be a hurricane as it slams into the Big Bend of Florida, not far from my house down there. Just saying. I've been watching it for a while. But then what we really care about is what it means for us, because this hurricane then becomes, again, a tropical storm as it moves across Georgia, South Carolina, skirts along the outer banks of North Carolina, and takes up a position just off the mouth of the Chesapeake Bay by 1 a.m. Sunday, right in the middle of your Labor Day weekend, which means that the rain area could be quite significant there. And some of your beach weekends, if you got a last-minute trip down to the beach for Labor Day, you could be running into a lot of rain.
All right. We'll keep an eye on it. This is the first hurricane in like 10 years to actually hit North America, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Didn't Al Gore say we were going to have Katrina's like every month of the year for 10 years?
That's surprising. There have been a lot of tropical storms, and they thought, well, it's going to be a hurricane. And then at the last minute, it didn't turn out to be a hurricane. That may be the case with this one, but right now, it looks like it's building.
But climate change has settled science. Mm-hmm. It's 828 on WMAL.
Calling all men. Get a special offer on Viagra and Cialis. 60 pills for just $99 and start jumping on the bed with your partner. Call 1-800-781-1219. That's 1-800-781-1219. Herbal Store 24/7 is the newest destination for the highest quality male enhancement supplements. Hurry. Limited time offer. Call 1-800-781-1219 today. Don't miss out. Call now. 1-800-781-1219. Be the man you were meant to be. HerbalStore247.com.
Do you have faith in our government to protect your savings and retirement? Can a cashless society strip you of all your financial privacy overnight? And what devastating economic changes might occur in Obama's final months, huh? You thought about what he's going to do? With world financial events spinning out of control, a great withdrawal is underway, which could wipe out your hard-earned savings and prohibit access to your own money. There's a free book, The Great Withdrawal, and in it you will discover a simple way to protect your hard-earned money from out-of-control government. Call 1-800-289-2646, 1-800-289-2646 to get your free copy. Time is running out. Withdraw from the system now and take control of your own financial future. I want you to call 1-800-289-2646. That's 1-800-289-2646. Get and read The Great Withdrawal today. Free, free, free. By calling 1-800-289-2646 or visit greatwithdrawal.com.
Coming up on WMAL, Jake Tapper of CNN will get his reaction to yesterday's remarkable day in the presidential campaign and how it might affect things going forward, as we are now just 9.5 weeks away from Election Day. Jake Tapper, CNN, coming up next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington, 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington, a Cumulus station, where Washington comes to talk. News now.
WMAL News at 8:30. Good morning, everyone. I'm John Matthews. The news brought to you by the Big Screen Store. Donald Trump's day of diplomacy in Mexico City Wednesday ended a bit differently by the time he crossed back across the border for a fiery speech on immigration in Phoenix last night.
On day one, we will begin working on an impenetrable, physical, tall, powerful, beautiful southern border wall.
Trump told the crowd there will be no amnesty for illegal immigrants when he becomes president and no federal funding for cities that harbor them. The skies sure are turning friendly this week, a day after U.S. carriers resumed commercial flights to Cuba after a 50-year boycott. British Airways says it will resume regular service to Iran. The lifting of sanctions on Iran was part of the nuclear deal that made it possible. Service was canceled 4 years ago, but six-day-a-week service to Tehran will resume later this year. Today is the first day of meteorological fall, which this year seems to mean it's not going to be 90 degrees, which it has been for every day for seemingly forever.
22 of those days so far have been in the month of August, and so far it looks like that is the most times we've hit 90 degrees in the month of August in the D.C. area on record. Records go back to about 1872.
Dan Hoffman with the National Weather Service says we should have a cooler start to September with unsettled weather this week, but he expects this month to be much warmer than usual as well, and forecasters are keeping a close eye on Tropical Storm Hermine in Florida. It may or may not wash out part of our Labor Day weekend. Stay tuned. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 18,400, the NASDAQ at 52,13. In sports, another home run by Jason Wirth powers the Nats to a sweep over the Phillies. The Blue Jays beat the Orioles, and the Redskins beat the Buccaneers without drowning in Tampa, 20-13. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Can you believe that Labor Day is almost upon us? Hey, it's Brian Wilson, and I don't know what you have planned for the holiday weekend, but if you want to save some money, improve your home's value, and lower your utility bills year-round, here's something you should plan on. Thompson Creek Window Company is having their first ever factory blowout sale this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday with 20% off every window plus a special factory rebate. Thompson Creek Window Company, as you know, designs, builds, and installs their own windows right from their local factory. There is no middleman. And remember, this offer is for 3 days only, and appointments are filling up fast. Call 855-57-CREEK to schedule your appointment and qualify for their factory blowout pricing this holiday weekend. That's 20% off every window plus a special factory rebate. Go to thompsoncreek.com for details or call 855-57-CREEK. That's 855-57-CREEK. And make sure to tell them that Brian Wilson sent you.
Home sweet home, sweet Thompson Creek.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and I'm going to give you some great advice about real estate. If you listed your home for sale in the past and it didn't sell or got an offer for less than the asking price and thought, maybe I should just wait, don't. There's no reason to sit on your hands in fear of the market and delay your dreams. No, all you need to do is call realtors Sarah and Debbie Reynolds of the Reynolds team with Keller Williams. Debbie and Sarah are the best. They just sold the Ronalds home that was listed with another agent for 9 months. Imagine that. Well, the Reynolds sold it in 3 weeks.
If you're ready to sell your home, do yourself a favor and call the Reynolds team today. 844-344-SOLD. Debbie and Sarah are ready to get you top dollar and get you packing. Call the Reynolds team now. 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD. Or visit DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. And start packing. I mean, like, fast.
At the Big Screen Store, Labor Day savings start now. Why not save 50%? Get a huge Samsung 75-inch 4K UHD TV. Originally $49.99, now just $24.99.
Wow! Nothing like watching the big game on a big screen.
The Big Screen Store is the only exclusive Samsung store, and our prices beat Best Buy and warehouse clubs every time.
They even beat Amazon's prices.
And this is huge. We double the length of your Samsung TV warranty free. This week at the Big Screen Store, get a Samsung 65-inch smart LED HD TV for just $8.99.
For Samsung, now that's a great price.
Well, if you're shopping Samsung, the Big Screen Store is the only choice. Just ask our customers.
You've got to check out the Big Screen Store.
Their prices are amazing.
The Big Screen Store.
The Big Screen Store.
The Big Screen Store. Store locations in Maryland and Virginia.
Uplift your mood with Dunkin's medium macchiatos and lattes for $1.99 from noon to 6 p.m. They're a perfect afternoon pick-me-up. Now available in delicious pumpkin. America runs on Dunkin'. Plus applicable taxes. Participation may vary. Limited time offer.
8:35 at 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia Beltway heads up in Alexandria if you're coming, say, from the Wilson Bridge Interloop approaching Telegraph Road. Reports of a crash. Delays out of Maryland to the Wilson Bridge back near St. Barnabas Road. Then the delays from Springfield take you through Annandale, north of the toll road to the Legion Bridge, heavy on the brakes. 95 in Lorton crashed to the shoulder. 395 in Landmark also had an incident that was cleared out of the travel lanes. It's really within the delays between Etzel Road, Shirlington, and again slow Pentagon 2 and across the 14th Street Bridge. Here we go on the George Washington Parkway, each direction, passing the overlook slow, southbound near 123 for the volume. 270 jam to get past Route 85. We had the crash. Again, slow in Urbana, Gaithersburg, and down to the Capitol Beltway. And on 95-29 BW Parkway, all slow is getting down to the Beltway. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Probably better to talk about the weekend as we get closer to the weekend. Could have some impacts from a tropical system currently in the Gulf of Mexico. Today with a front coming in, just isolated showers, thunderstorms, and 82 degrees. I'm meteorologist Ray Tidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now it's 72 in Chantilly, 70 in Germantown, 74 at Reagan National. I'm John Matthews on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM and AM 630.
WMAL. Number one. Are you ready? Ready. We will build a great wall along the southern border.
Well, you get a sense of how it went last night in Phoenix for Donald Trump as he gave a big speech on immigration. This was following a trip down to Mexico City where he met with the president of Mexico. Here to talk about this and how the campaign is going, among other things, Jake Tapper, host of The Lead and State of the Union on CNN. Jake, good morning to you.
Good morning to you. How are you?
Well, our take on it was that the trip to Mexico, by and large, looked pretty good for Donald Trump, and this speech last night sort of reemphasized his strong position on immigration, which has been something that has been his supporters have wanted to see. We think, generally, a pretty good day for Donald Trump. What do you think about it from your vaunted post there at CNN?
Well, I think that the initial event itself in Mexico did what it needed to do, and it certainly had a lot of pundits saying that he appeared, in the realm of presidential, et cetera. I think, I've covered enough of these things, these trips abroad, to know that, you really have to give him a few days before you, you really have to give them a few days before you figure out how to judge them, just because, you know, there is this question about, the, you know, not bringing up the idea of paying for the wall. That's what he said, and it didn't come up. And then the Mexican president later said it did come up, and I told him that we're not going to pay for the wall. So I'm not saying that that actually has an impact, but the Clinton campaign is trying to make a big deal out of it, so we'll see what happens. In terms of the rally last night, I mean, that was a lot of the stuff that has brought him supporters and helped him win the primary so handily. But the question, I think, for Donald Trump at this point is, you know, you need to be adding to your supporters. I don't think anybody doubts that he has a core group of supporters that are very strong and will help him win states, you know, that are already red. The question is, okay, is he going to win Colorado? How can he win Colorado? How can he win Florida? How can he win Ohio and Iowa and New Hampshire? And I don't see right now, and like I said, it's very early to judge a trip like this and a speech like this, I don't see right now any adding to his support based on yesterday.
Even with the the speech in, or the appearance in Mexico City, I'm surprised. As he, I think that there's a big chunk of voters out there, either never Trump Republicans or never Trump curious Republicans, who are concerned about Donald Trump. That I think they're going to Gary Johnson right now. And you also see a lot of moderates or independents who are going to Gary Johnson because they've bought into the idea that Donald Trump is this volatile loose cannon who is a maniac and is about to push the red button if he has the nuclear codes. And I thought that, don't you think that he presented himself in a way yesterday in Mexico City that calms a lot of those nerves?
Sure. Potentially. Absolutely. I'm not saying he's not going to add or it will not have any positive effect. I'm just saying I've covered enough of these trips abroad to know that it takes a little while for things like this to be like kind of like a take on it that the country, you know, hears, and then second of all, for that to work in. Yes, absolutely. I mean, but the bar, I think, for a lot of voters who are not voting for Trump right now is not, is he capable of going on a stage and not causing an international incident? I think it's higher than that. I think it's, yes, I mean, he didn't do anything bad, and in fact, he appeared initially you know, very, very calm, very, yeah, very, his manner was completely in control, et cetera. But I think that the question is, what effect will it have on the moms in Montgomery County, Pennsylvania, or the, you know, the young college educated couple in the I-4 corridor in Florida? And I just don't know. I'm not saying it was a negative.
Oh, sure. No, I understand.
I'm just saying I just don't know yet.
Okay.
Right now, my inclination is to think it's kind of a wash.
But we are seeing, it seems to me, an undeniable evidence in the polls that this race is tightening and that Hillary Clinton's big lead is sort of started coming down a little bit. I mean, at one point, she had a pretty good 10-point lead there. In some polls, I think a little more. And that it does appear to be tightening. I agree with you. He's got some real problems in some key battleground states. But what's going on there in your estimation?
Well, I think, I mean, the Clinton people will tell you that, you know, they thought her numbers were going to come back to earth and that they were artificially high after her convention. I don't know how much of that is spin or not. But, I mean, look, I mean, they're both very unpopular candidates. And it's, you know, I mean, you know, driving around the country and driving, you know, in Virginia, Maryland, and D.C., I don't see signs for Trump or Clinton. I mean, in Republican neighborhoods or Democratic neighborhoods. I mean, every now and then you'll see one, but it's pretty rare. I just don't sense a lot of enthusiasm, and the polls bear this out. You know, a third of the country doesn't like either one. And I mean, this incredible poll number, I think it's from Monmouth University, that the percentage of Americans who like both Trump and Clinton is close to 0%. I mean, something like, yeah, it's something like 2%.
Yeah. And
so yeah, I mean, I'm not out there saying that Hillary Clinton's a strong candidate and can't be beaten.
Right.
I just think he still remains he still seems to have slightly more problems than she does.
No doubt. And we just learned in a poll yesterday that Hillary Clinton hit a new mark for her unfavorable rating. So there's something to deal with. In fact, I wonder if you agree with some of the conventional wisdom. I think Politico had an article on it last week that Hillary Clinton's campaign seems to sort of wanting to be playing out the clock right now. They like where they are. They feel like they painted Trump into a certain corner, and they've already defined Trump. And they're just that's why they're not doing press conferences. That's why they're just trying to play it safe and make their way to November 8th. Do you think they're doing that?
Yeah, the old Carolina four-corner defense.
That's right.
I mean, a four-corner offense,
Dean,
rather.
Dean,
I mean,
Smith,
yeah,
is working it.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. Of course, that's what's going on. That's why she's not going to do any press conferences, and I would be surprised if she did any. I mean, the time to do it would be this week, you know, right before Labor Day.
Yeah.
Friday night before Labor Day. But, I mean, yeah, she's just rolling out the clock, and she's thinking, well, like, I'm, you know, 5 points ahead and nationally, and, you know, 5 points ahead in the key battleground states, and... I'm just going to be as cautious as possible and let him do his thing. I don't like it. As a reporter, I want access. I want press conferences. I want, you know, a lot of action and a lot of discussion and debate about things other than Donald Trump's behavior. You're right. That's the strategy she's taking.
All right. We're going to leave it right there. Jake Tapper from CNN. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
It's now 8:45.
It is 8:45. You know, I was just driving out in the country. I saw a lot of Trump signs.
Really?
Yeah, I did. Out in the rural areas. It might be because they're armed and they will defend their signs from being egged and vandalized by people in other areas. Just a hunch. 8:45 WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the 5s. Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Larry O'Connor, thank you. We'll take you to 70. We have delays in each direction. Unusual northbound delays if you're heading into Frederick. Just north of 85, north of the Monocacy, slows to get you on to 15 past West Patrick Street. That's where crews have been dealing with the crash near Rosemont Avenue. They were trying to get everything to the shoulder here just still a few minutes ago, so expect delays. South on 270 to get you to the Monocacy, slow. We had an earlier crash, gone, and then you have that volume off and on Clarksburg heading down through to the Capitol Beltway. Still closed in Bowie is 450 between Racetrack Road and Route 3. Tree down, wires down. Very slow Beltway through College Park, Silver Spring into Lanham. Also, that Beltway, very slow morning. Remember, if you have your wipers on, you have your headlights on too. Safety for everyone. To the Wilson Bridge back near St. Barnabas Road. Then continuing across the bridge into Alexandria. Crash reported past Route 1 near Telegraph Road. In Fairfax, they're dealing with some signal outages along the Reston Parkway and Barron Cameron Avenue. Police aren't there to direct. Police Street has a four-way stop. And on Metro Rail, Orange, Blue, Silver Lines. It's been a tough morning. They've been dealing with the switch problem at the Smithsonian Station. They're still dealing with that now and expect delays. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Certainly not etched in stone, and from yesterday, we're a little bit different situation than we are today. As now, forecast guidance suggesting maybe some rain, maybe some gusty winds here with a tropical system in the Gulf of Mexico currently, so we'll keep an eye on that. Today, we've got overcast and stray shower storms on high of 82. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAF.
It's 77 degrees right now at 847. SafeTrack continues through the Washington metro area for the D.C. metro system, and it's affecting a annual pilgrimage that many take to the nation's capital for the Marine Corps Marathon. You know, Brian, it's never too soon to talk about the lousy traffic affected by the Marine Corps Marathon. I mean, if there's two things you know about the Marine Corps Marathon,
yeah,
that is number one, it is an incredible tradition that people from all around the world come and participate in, and it is uplifting and it is fantastic, and the participation of the Marines and civilians working together for that cathartic 26.2-mile run in the nation's capital. It's an incredible thing. The other thing you know about it is that it really screws up the traffic in this town in a really big way, and you rely on the metro. You rely on that metro that day if you are participating in the marathon, and you rely on the metro if you're just trying to get around the city. And, well, metro ain't going to be working very well on the day of the Marine Corps Marathon.
Well, that it works well anyway.
Well, yes, but especially with SafeTrack going on. So because of that, the Marine Corps Marathon has had to make some changes. It's scheduled to start at 7:55 on Sunday, October 30th. And traditionally, Metro has always opened earlier than normal on that race day to accommodate all the runners and everybody trying to get down there.
Because
you don't want the... Well, last year, service began at 5 a.m. Well, this year, service won't begin until 7 a.m. So they're going to continue with their 7:55 start time.
Yeah.
So what are you going to do? They're anticipating. You know, not everybody starts at the right at the same time, based on what your speed is and what your time is and ability to finish a marathon. So they're anticipating a lot of people being late and getting down there. They're going to keep the start line open up until 8:55. So you've got an entire hour's window to start your marathon. Also, the start time for the Marine Corps 10K has been changed to 9:15 in the morning, and the start line for the 10K is going to be located in the Pentagon North parking lot. So,
did you hear about Rhode Island Avenue Station on the Red Line?
I didn't.
No, the people in there had to close it down. Things were falling out of the ceiling onto the platform.
Maybe that was just people warming up for the marathon.
No,
above.
The sky is literally falling. Well, not literally. It's not literally at all. It's allegorically falling.
It's 8:49 on WMAL.
Is your air conditioner not keeping your home and family cool during these hot summer months? If so, call ARS Rescue Router. We're offering select heating and cooling systems at a low monthly cost of only $83 with approved credit. For details and to schedule your free estimate, visit arsofvirginia.com.
Sky is not falling. The ceiling is falling.
Metaphorically falling.
A recent study showed that one of the top reasons people don't go to the dentist regularly is due to dental fear. Now I can relate to that. I've told you before, I'm an open book. You know everything there is to know about me. Everything, pretty much. And my experiences with the dentist when I was a kid were pretty awful. And so I did have a fear of the dentist. I put off going to the dentist. Now, thank God I never had any major dental problems. But it was a risky game that you should not be engaged in. You need to go to the dentist. And especially if you have a nagging pain that you've been putting off, that's a problem. And it could get very, very bad. So do what I did. Solve this problem once and for all. Visit Dr. Rob and Dr. Deb at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry. I don't have any fear or anxiety of going to the dentist anymore because they're my dentists. They're amazing dentists. They helped me overcome that fear. And honestly, it's been life-changing. Their approach with me has been compassionate, non-judgmental. They walk you through the entire visit every step of the way. Trust me on this one. If you have dental fear, if you have bad tooth pain, if you're interested in sedation dentistry, which is such a godsend for people, call Rocky at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry. Rocky's going to set you up. 301-530-2434. That's 301-530-2434 or visit BethesdaSedationDentistry.com.
A better life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
Scientists at my alma mater are calling it a surgical surprise. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN's chief medical correspondent. A lot of people believe the best care is always administered in big city hospitals. But according to a new study, small rural hospitals might actually be safer and less expensive, at least for common operations. Researchers at the University of Michigan analyzed data from 1.6 million hospital stays for four common operations: gallbladder removal, colon surgery, hernia repair, and appendectomy. They found that the risk of dying within 30 days of an operation was the same, whether a patient had surgery at a local hospital or a larger hospital. The risk of suffering a major complication after surgery, heart attack, pneumonia, or kidney damage, was lower at local hospitals. Of course, complicated patients do typically seek care in a bigger hospital, which could explain the differences in outcomes. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, helping you live a better life.
If you have hard water, the limescale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate limescale and other water issues like brown staining, bad odors, and lead with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodclearwater.com. That's goodclearwater.com.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Next spring, I want my lawn to be the best lawn on the block.
I told Anthony if he wants the best lawn, he's going to have to start preparing this fall with Scott's Turf Builder.
Ace is a place that's two seasons ahead. Spoiler alert, the lawn ends up looking great.
Now through Labor Day, get up to $5 in instant savings on select Scott's lawn food. Ace Rewards members save instantly in-store. Selection varies by region. Store stock only. See participating stores for details.
Hi, I want to talk to you now about health care. And no, not the political aspects of health care. No, I'm talking about the personal one. Frankly, the more important aspect of health care, your relationship that you have with your doctor. Now, I met with the team at Principal Medical Group, and I'm so impressed with how they put their patients' priorities first. Whether it's setting appointments that fit their patient's schedule or offering 24/7 direct access to Dr. Jones, you're going to feel the difference when you're a patient at Principal Medical Group. Imagine not being rushed through appointments or waiting weeks to be seen. Dr. Jones and the team at Principal Medical Group are going to offer you timely, quality care that you deserve, and they ensure that your diagnosis is thorough and complete. Do yourself a favor. Just get the information. It's free. Schedule a free consultation with Dr. Jones. Visit principalmedicalgroup.com. That's principalmedicalgroup.com. The landscape of healthcare sure is changing, but the principles of good care shouldn't. Principal Medical Group, located in McLean, principalmedicalgroup.com.
Is credit card debt ruining your life? Now you can have a large portion of your credit card debt forgiven. Get Relief Today wants to give you free information that shows you how. This program is proven to work for credit card debt, medical bills, and department store debt. Thousands of people have used it to have a portion of their credit card debt forgiven. Call now for free information and a consultation. We'll give you the secret to this money-saving program absolutely free. Get eye-opening information that could save you thousands of dollars a year or a month, depending on how much you owe. In fact, the more you owe, the more you can save. All you need is to owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or department store debt to qualify. So call for free debt forgiveness information now at 800-329-7800. That's 800-329-7800. Discover the secret to having your credit card debt forgiven. Call 800-329-7800. That's 800-329-7800.
8:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Jamie Wittens in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Been a little challenging on Metro Rail this morning, still with the switch problem near the Smithsonian Station. They are running trains through, but on the orange, blue, and silver lines, expect delays. What you need to know in Bowie, still closed, 450, a stretch of that between Racetrack Road and Route 3 from an incident. On the Baltimore-Washington Parkway in Jessup, each direction slow. We're still bogged down in Laurel, still have a lot of volume with this rush hour, late to clear here. It'll be 95 to George Avenue on the outer loop, inner loop, and through to College Park. Virginia, inner loop as you make your trip, crossing the Wilson Bridge over toward Telegraph Road. What was a crash quickly was cleared out of the way. And for 395, we're just about done as you head through Landmark. It's up ahead when you leave Shirlington. Pentagon slows across the 14th Street Bridge. Update brought to you by Rivet Radio. Get the news and information that you want when you want it. Rivet Radio lets you hear one riveting story after another. Customize your news to hear only what's important to you. Download Rivet Radio for iPhone, Android, or Amazon Fire. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Mostly cloudy today, isolated thunderstorms, 82 degrees, sunshine tomorrow in the 80s. And if we do get a brush with that storm, it'll be about later Saturday into Sunday. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
77 degrees right now at 8:56.
Whether you're buying a home or trying to lower your interest rate, finding the right mortgage company is often stressful and time-consuming. Listen this Saturday to The Mortgage Radio Show at 1 p.m. The Mortgage Radio Show is your number one source for mortgage news. Every Saturday, Teresa Strasser and Sean Metter will give you the best tools for finding the right mortgage product to fit your needs. So tune in to The Mortgage Radio Show every Saturday at 1 p.m. on WMAL or call 800-700-8068 to learn more.
Depression is treatable. At Greenbrook TMS Neuro Health Centers, we understand that often medication and talk therapy just aren't enough. With TMS therapy and FDA-cleared, non-invasive, non-sedating outpatient treatment, there is hope. Accepting most insurances, now including TRICARE and Cigna Healthcare. Treat your depression now. For your free consultation, visit HopeTMS.com. That's HopeTMS.com. Dr. Will Sauvay for Greenbrook TMS Neuro Health Centers.
TMS therapy stands for transcranial magnetic stimulation. It's a treatment that's been FDA indicated for the treatment of depression since 2008. Now with TMS therapy, it is incredible and pretty amazing for me to be able to watch someone get well from depression, see their life change, and see them being able to live their life the way that they always wanted.
To see how TMS therapy can change your life, visit HopeTMS.com.
Hi, it's Patrick Fingles again from New Look Home Design. For the past few weeks, you've heard me mention our massive 50% off summer roofing sale. Prices have never been lower, and many people have already taken advantage of the sale. Here's some feedback we've received so far. Jessica Myers wrote, "I've heard you mention 50% off in the past and figured now was the best time to get our new roof. I'm sure glad we made the call." Pete Douglas said, "We were budgeting to get the new roof in the fall, but this sale financially allowed us to get the work done now. Thanks for the amazing deal. Most of you listeners haven't taken advantage of our sale. Don't miss out. You'll only have until Labor Day before the 50% off roofing will end. I can assure you, if you're planning on getting a new roof in the next year, now is the best time to save big. Call 1-800-279-5300. Again, that's 1-800-279-5300. NewLookHomeDesign.com. Last chance at 50% off your new roof.
Hey everybody, it's Brian Wilson and Wilson Realty Group, where we sell homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and 0.5% commission at closing. That's right, you get a full service listing for just $500 upfront and 0.5% commission at closing. In fact, our clients have already saved $3.5 million in real estate commissions alone. Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's WilsonRealtyGroup.com.
Well, tomorrow we'll have Brett Baer from your Fox News channel, and we'll be joined by Amber Smith.
Be here in 8 hours as we get you home on your commute home after work with Washington's Drive at 5. We'll get you updated on everything that happens while you're at work, while you're at school. Here comes Chris Plant for the Chris Plant Show.
Hi, Chris.
Here comes Mr. Bill's dog. I think we, obviously, Donald Trump, big day yesterday. Went to Merry Old Mexico, mariachi bands in tow. And then in Phoenix, the big speech on Viva la Inmigración. And I want to see what you think about it. We got a lot of audio. We got some Hillary stuff. We got crazy Democrats. We got crazy college professors. Got a lot of crazy.